BBC News at 11 o'clock. In the last few seconds, the United Kingdom has left the European Union. The moment of Brexit has been welcomed by crowds of flag-waving people in Parliament Square. Downing Street released a recording of the Prime Minister describing a moment of hope that many thought would never come. Nick Eardley reports from Westminster.
This is a significant moment in Britain's history. For some, a time to mourn, for others, a cause for celebration. Thousands gathered in Parliament Square to toast the moment the UK officially left. But in other parts of the country, there were pro-EU rallies too. In a message released by Downing Street, Boris Johnson said he understood both points of view, but he presented the UK's departure from the EU as a moment of national renewal and change. Whatever the bumps in the road, Mr. Johnson said, I know that we will succeed. Earlier, the Cabinet discussed plans to push for a Canada-style free trade agreement in talks with Brussels, which would avoid tariffs but mean a more distant relationship with Europe.
Union flags have been removed from European Union institutions. Outside the Parliament in Brussels, it was replaced with the EU's flag. In the European Council, an empty space was left.
Hello. Especially if you're a historian listening to this in 2053 to see how things were going. I'm Adam Fleming, the BBC Brussels correspondent based in, you guessed it, Brussels. And I am one-fifth of the BBC podcast Brexit Cast, where every week, sometimes every day, we've been leading up to this moment. And I've been leading up to the moment with...
Chris Mason. Hello. I am in Birmingham. I'm another quintile of the Brexit Cast 5. I'm in Birmingham because we did Any Questions at Aston Parish Church down the road from here a couple of hours ago. And I'm in what is basically a little broom cupboard studio in the company of four fondant fancies, which by the time we get to 11:30, maybe three, maybe two, or maybe one.
And we'll be joined by our other cast members, Katja Adler and Laura Koonsberg, at some point in the next half an hour. We have left the EU. Welcome to Brexit Cast.
Brexit Cast.
Brexit Cast.
From the BBC.
No one's got a fucking clue what Brexit is.
Brexit is,
I hadn't quite understood the full extent of this. We're particularly reliant on the Dover-Calais crossing.
This election blew away the argument for a second referendum.
I urge everyone to find closure. Let the healing begin.
I'm sorry. We will miss you.
A process which I can only describe as a dog's Brexit.
Well, here we go. Welcome to Brexit Cast. I have to say, I have actually got goosebumps. And it's not just because of our excellent theme music. It's because this is the big, big moment.
It is, isn't it? And the curious thing, Adam, that there's a kind of curious contradiction, isn't there, I think, tonight. That's kind of how it feels to me here, in that, you know, those countdowns, there's some parties going on in some parts of the country, others who are sort of mourning this moment. It's this point that we've counted down to several times, and then the whole clock's been reset and we've started counting down again. It is the actual happening of that word Brexit that no one ever used until about whenever it was, 10 years ago, and then we've been using in every second sentence since. And yet, curiously, because we're going into this transition period where legally we're out of the European Union. By the way, I've just thought, actually, you're in the European Union and I'm not. I'm in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in Brussels.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
We're coming up to the news now here on BBC Radio Ulster, but after the Bonnie Men are live in session, piping out a few sets of tunes and songs.
On 92 to 95 FM
and 1341 medium wave,
this is BBC Radio Ulster.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Damien Edgar with the BBC News. In the past few seconds, the United Kingdom has left the European Union. The moment of Brexit has been welcomed by crowds of flag-waving people in Parliament Square in London. Downing Street released a recording of the Prime Minister describing a moment of hope that many thought would never come. Nick Eardley reports from Westminster.
This is a significant moment in Britain's history. For some...
But what does this mean for Northern Ireland? Our politics editor Mark Davenport is in Westminster.
So the devil will be in the detail now in the next few months as we try to work out how the Northern Ireland Protocol will affect trade and also what the political impact will be on the Union, not just because of those potential differences between Northern Ireland and Great Britain, but also the knock-on impact in Scotland, where the SNP is continuing to press for an independence referendum as a way to get back into the EU.
It is BBC Radio Wales. It's Chris
Sneeds, how you doing? You all right? Let me just check this. Yeah, we've got it going. Lovely. Something happening at 11 o'clock. I can't remember. What could it be? What could it be? Ah, yes. Garden Album of the Week. Carole King and the incredible Tapestry.
Huey Lewis and the News. And the Power of Love, which will go down as the final song played by BBC Radio Lancashire. Not ever, but the final song played by BBC Radio Lancashire while we were members of the EU. Hello to Debbie in Leyland, who says she's heard fireworks going off. Well, they're a bit early. We're 20 seconds away, yeah? Marking Brexit. She doesn't know whether they're commiserations or celebrations, but either way, it's on its way.
From the Ribble Estuary to Morecambe Bay.
Pennine Hills to the Irish Sea.
Good friends.
Good company.
And great music.
This is BBC Radio Lancashire.
BBC News at 11, I'm Mike Powell. In the last few seconds, the United Kingdom has left the European Union after a relationship lasting nearly five decades. A transition period of just under a year now begins. The former Prime Minister David Cameron, who led the campaign to stay in the EU when he held the referendum, says today is a very big day for the country.
We're one of the biggest economies in the world, perhaps the sixth biggest economy in the world. We can make a success of the choice that we make, and I'm sure that's exactly what we will do, and I wish the government well in all their endeavours to make sure that happens.
Parties and protests have been going on throughout the country. These people are among the hundreds who have gathered in Parliament Square to celebrate.
It means everything. It means we're just going to get our freedom of choice back. We're going to be able to do what we want to do and get Britain back to the way it was, hopefully.
Ever since we've been in it, we've been fleeced, and now is the right time to get out and make Britain great again.
Well, most EU laws will continue to be in force until the end of December, which is the deadline the UK aims to have reached a permanent free trade agreement with the EU.
Play Hits Radio.
On your smart speaker,
mobile,
and your radio.
Across the UK.
This is
Hits Radio.
The UK is out of the EU. After nearly 50 years as part of the European project, the Union flag's been taken down in Brussels. In central London, thousands of Brexit supporters are thronging the streets. Our London reporter, Georgie Prodromo, is at Westminster.
Yes, I'm in Parliament Square and the UK has now officially left the European Union in an absolutely packed out crowd, kitted out in Union flags, chanting and celebrating. In the last hour, we've heard from the Prime Minister, who says after 3 years of wrangling, it's time to unite.
My job is to bring this country together now and take us forward. This is not an end, but a beginning. This is the moment when the dawn breaks and the curtain goes up on a new act in our great national drama.
Boris Johnson says we should stay positive, even if the next few months aren't plain sailing.
Whatever the bumps in the road ahead, we will succeed. Now is the time to use those tools to unleash the full potential of this brilliant country and to make better the lives of everyone.
In West Yorkshire, a Tory MP is hosting a big Brexit bash.
I've been looking forward to this night for 3 years.
We're here for Independence Day. Proud of our flags. Proud of our country.
We've really got to come together after this.
Not everyone is celebrating. In Scotland, which voted to remain, people have gathered in all the major cities to ask the EU not to forget them. On the UK-Ireland border, pro-EU activists are holding late-night rallies. And in Brighton, this woman was at a Remain-backed event.
I haven't been able to watch the news for the last few weeks. I just can't face it. It's just, I feel really sad. I felt really devastated on the 24th of June 2016, and I feel as sad today.
The UK now enters into a transition period, meaning more months of negotiations on a future relationship, following all EU rules in the meantime, with no say on them. Nigel Farage, who pushed for Britain to leave, says tonight corrects a terrible 47-year mistake. That's the latest. I'm Matt Hewitt.
On your radio, on Global Player and here. Play Heart. This is London's Heart. It's 11 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Zora Suleiman. Britain has officially left
the European Union. Boris Johnson says there may be bumps in the road, but that Brexit can unleash the country's full potential. The Prime Minister also acknowledged this evening that there are still mixed feelings across the nation.
For many people, this is an astonishing moment of hope, a moment they thought would never come. And there are many, of course, who feel a sense of anxiety and loss. And then there's a third group, perhaps the biggest, who had started to worry that the whole political wrangle would never come to an end.
Well, large crowds are gathered in London's Parliament Square to celebrate the occasion. Others who wanted to remain in the EU have held candlelit vigils. In Edinburgh, there are sombre scenes outside the Scottish Parliament, with demonstrators shouting that they don't want Boris Johnson's Brexit. However, it is being reported that Britain won't really feel any effects of the UK leaving the EU until at least January next year. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
Any regrets at all, Mary?
No, not really. I think that the one regret I have is that for so many people, like our pensioners, Roman pensioners, it seems funny that Poland, who get more money paid in, can afford to let their women retire at 60.
Give me a number between 1 and 12. I'm going to test you, Mary. Come on.
Number six.
Ah, Brexity. Do you know what that means?
Just the fact of Brexit happening.
Almost. You're almost there. It was defined as anxiety over Brexit, whether you were for or against, just the general situation. Mary, thank you for that. We've got about 2 minutes to go. And as you know, and if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, it was unfortunate that they were not able to make the bells ring out, the bells of Big Ben ring out. And we decided that we would ensure that that would happen here. Not, I stress, not in any way in a sense of triumphalism or in any way trying to make it more painful for those among the Remain side who feel it so keenly. But whichever way you look at it, it is history, and you'll hear those bells here in just a moment. And in the next hour, of course, we'll continue to take your reactions and our reworking of Jerusalem. If you listen to me in the morning, you'll know that we have deliberately used a wide variety of voices that reflect the whole of the United Kingdom, different parts of the United Kingdom, different people who've arrived in the United Kingdom, closing down with a very prominent MP with the most distinctive voices as well as we have reworked Jerusalem. So we'll be hearing from that. But this is the time. 47 years and 30 days. It is time to say a fond farewell, but to keep a close friendship, of course, with our friends in Europe, no longer in the European Union. To quote the Prime Minister, a new dawn begins now. It's just turned 11 p.m. on Friday, the 31st of January. It's not yet a new day. It is a new dawn. Britain has left the European Union. Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking earlier this evening.
Is that this is not an end, but a beginning. This is the moment when the dawn breaks and the curtain goes up on a new act in our great national drama. And yes, it's partly about using these new powers, this recaptured sovereignty,
to deliver the changes people voted for, whether that is by controlling immigration or creating free ports or liberating our fishing industry or doing free trade deals or simply making our laws and rules for the benefit of the people of this country. And of course, I think that is the right and healthy and democratic thing to do, because for all its strengths and for all its admirable qualities, the EU has evolved over 50 years in a direction that no longer suits this country. And that is a judgment that you, the people, have now confirmed at the polls not once, but twice. And yet, this moment is far bigger than that. It's not just about some legal extrication. It is potentially a moment of real national renewal and change.
Prime Minister speaking earlier. I want to hear, of course, from you whether... I'm looking at monitors here, television monitors in the LBC studios. There does appear to be some fireworks sounding... going off, and parties being held. Whether you have been able to hear the sound of fireworks as now. It is done. The wrangling, the talking is over. Britain has Brexited. And as you heard from the Prime Minister there, and we've mentioned a couple of times, this new dawn, a real national renewal, an era of change, a time to begin to level up and paying tribute, as he should and he rightly did, to what the European Union has given. But that's it. And now, really, for many people, the hard work begins. But let's, as I say, hear from our LBC reporters who are dotted around. Appropriately enough, we start in 10 Downing Street. LBC's Westminster correspondent to Ben Kentish. Ben, good evening again. What's happening there?
Clock that was being projected onto that Downing Street wall reached zero. Huge cheer from hundreds of people who had gathered outside the gate. Some saying they'd hoped, some even saying they'd prayed for this moment, and a few had brought their children to see that historic event. Now, behind that door, Boris Johnson was hosting a Brexit night party for some of his ministers and his advisers. Many of them were involved in the Leave campaign and brought into government when he took over last summer. The street itself, reasonably quiet, more noise coming from outside, and I suspect probably lots of noise inside too, but a whole array of the world's media. Of course, it's not just a historic event for Britain, but Europe too, and indeed beyond that.
And Ben, lastly, do we know what's happening inside? Do we know what the Prime Minister has planned for this weekend? And indeed, of course, the start of the week when he wants to show, I imagine, that sleeves are rolled up and we're getting down to business.
Absolutely, Nick. The priority now is moving on from Brexit. Of course, it was announced a while ago. Boris Johnson didn't even want his ministers to use the word.
But as I discussed in the previous hour, strangely, was it always in the British DNA to be Eurosceptic? Because it's been a rocky road.
A staggering blow is dealt to Western unity in this council hall in Brussels when France blackballs Britain from the common market. The other members, Germany, the Netherlands, and Italy, had tried to dissuade France.
The unified market is a matter of enormous significance, but it is only the first step which will carry us well beyond the questions of tariffs and trade. For what we are building is a community.
The Commission does want to increase its powers. Yes, it is a non-elected body, and I do not want the Commission to increase its powers against it. Of course, the chairman or the president of the commission, Mr. Delors, said at press conference the other day that he wanted the European Parliament to be the democratic body of the community. He wanted the commission to be the executive, and he wanted the council of ministers to be the Senate. No, no, no.
We should never forget the lesson of that isolation, of being on the outside looking in for the conduct of today's affairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving Downing Street for the last time after 11 and a half wonderful years.
I think everyone's very pleased that sterling has joined the exchange rate mechanism. I'm very pleased. We've been waiting for this decision for a long time. It's now been made. I think it will be a great success, and I'm looking forward to discussing it with my colleagues.
Leaving Europe would leave Britain diminished in the world, do significant damage to our economy, and less obviously, but just as important, to our future, would go against the very qualities that mark us out still as a great global nation.
We are the people's army, aren't we?
Well, we're having this debate at last. It's taken a very long time. Just imagine, though, we weren't debating whether we should stay or leave. Just imagine we were debating whether we should join the European Union. To join a club that will cost us £55 million a day as a membership fee.
You will decide through an in-out referendum on Thursday, the 23rd of June. The choice is in your hands.
The last thing I wanted was to go against David Cameron or the government. But after a great deal of heartache, I don't think there's anything else I can do. I will be advocating vote leave or whatever the team is called.
The British people have spoken and the answer is we're out.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day.
Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it.
Eyes to the right, 202. The nose to the left, 432.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
And therefore I give notice that Boris Johnson is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
It'll be a very exciting period now, as it were, to get to that, the positive side of that project. The extraction having been done, the building now begins. Good morning, good afternoon, good afternoon. Afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. This morning I went to Buckingham Palace, and I am forming a new government. This People's Parliament is going to do something. We're going to get Brexit done.
You want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye, and we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
If you disobey the rules, you get cut off. Could we please remove the flags?
Tonight, we are leaving the European Union. For many people, this is an astonishing moment of hope, a moment they thought would never come. And there are many, of course, who feel a sense of anxiety and loss. And then there's a third group, perhaps the biggest, who had started to worry that the whole political wrangle would never come to an end. I understand all those feelings, and our job as the government, my job, is to bring this country together now and take us forward. The most important thing to say tonight is that this is not an end, but a beginning.
Boris Johnson finishing that report. It's 13 minutes past 11 at night, 13 minutes then, since we said farewell. See you later.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Beats little the Germans when our victory is ultimately won. It was just those nasty Nazis who persuaded them to fight, and their Beethoven and Bach are really far worse than their bite. Let's be meek to them and turn the other cheek to them.
0344 499 1000. Brexit is great. I am here for, well, an hour and 45 minutes. I'll be talking for, getting paid exactly the same as if it were a three-hour show. My name, Ian Lee. Who that lady?
Catherine Boyle, and I could get used to this.
Taking back control and sticking up my butt. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I tell you what, for the first 45 minutes... I can't invoice them for this.
You can.
Okay, I will. First 45 minutes, we'll take calls straight to air.
We'll give back control to you.
7 second delay. Don't swear, don't be libelous, and please don't be dull. Good evening, line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
You missed rule three. It's a very important one. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. The way it works is you phone up. Normally you'd speak to Sam, but Sam's been very, very busy this evening, and so I'm sit back, relax. Instead, you'll phone up. We don't call you back. You'll hear like a little cheeky, just not cheeky at all. I don't know why I said that. You'll hear a very uncheeky recorded message. And then you'll hear me say, line whatever, you're on the air. When you hear me say that, just say hello, because it could be you, dear listener. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. You don't have to talk about the thingy bob if you don't want to. If you want to, you're welcome to, but you don't have to talk about the thingy bob. We really are the late night alternative. Everybody now will be dissecting what has happened. What has happened is... it's a legal thing. It's like a divorce. You get divorced, but then one day you get a letter through the post going, you're actually divorced now. You go, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. That's it. That's all that's happened. Nothing has changed. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, line one.
Hello. Bollocks to Brexit.
Thank you very much indeed. I've got to say, the people that won are very, very angry. Very angry.